Listeners to another edition of American Exposé. Oh boy, it's Thursday the 29th of September. One more day left of September, people. Quite amazing to know how fast time flies and to see how the implementation and directions of all these situations continue to flourish and fly, so to speak. Dennis has done tremendous research again, lots of information on the website, and without him, I don't know what we'd be doing. It'd be a lot more difficult to connect dots. And, you know, this website is turning out to be one of the best out there for sourced information and documentation. So spread the word about American Exposé, AmericanExposé.com, America spelled with a K, not a C, as a statement to where we are today. If anyone's ever seen the movie America with a K, they understand the relevance of American Exposé, American spelled with a K. Pentagon report describes global warming dangers, listeners, as we connect dots to what's happening today. This is quite remarkable, dated March of 2004, people. March of 2004. That's the last update of this Pentagon report describing global warming dangers. And they say an imminent scenario of catastrophic climate change is, quote, plausible and would challenge United States national security in ways that should be considered immediately, end quote. According to the report commissioned by the Pentagon and obtained by media outlets in February of 2004, the report does not purport to be a forecast, but it identifies a plausible scenario in which global warming disrupts ocean currents that help moderate climate in North America and Europe, causing a 5-degree Fahrenheit drop in parts of North America by 2020 and a 6-degree drop in Northern Europe. It says global warming, quote, should be elevated beyond a scientific debate to a U.S. national security concern, end quote. The Pentagon went public with its report in early February when it provided a copy of the report to Fortune magazine. And all very, very remarkable. And there's media coverage here. Walter Cronkite, March 15th, make global warming an issue. Walter Cronkite. There is the biggest closet communist of all time, Walter Cronkite. I remember listening to him and watching him during the 1960s, during the Vietnam War. What a socialistic, pathologist or a socialist psychopath is what I would call Walter Cronkite when I connect dots to what happened back then. If you were around watching Walter Cronkite during the Vietnam War and getting so frustrated about the game being played there, oh, what a piece of work Walter Cronkite is and was, make global warming an issue. And there's the setup that we continue to have to swallow, because the ultimate goal is to destroy this country. Once this country is destroyed, every other country in the world will fold. It'll just fold. It'll just disappear. It'll fall into place. Once this country is totalitarianly controlled, and it's almost there now, as they use weather as a weapon, and obviously that's the case in my opinion. Obviously, weather is being used as a weapon. Never before in human history have so many people been evacuated out of one portion of this country than just what happened recently. And where did they all go? What happened to the people? There's no chronicling of anything there. I mean, how many really died in the World Trade Center, the Twin Towers? Was it just the same amount, similar to the amount that died at Pearl Harbor, which is like 2,100. You get pretty upset about the death and destruction that's been happening over the years, over the decades. And when you understand how things get maneuvered, things get set up, situations become ominous, well, there's a Knight Ridder article regarding global warming that didn't come up, so we'll get out of this. But Environmental Media Services Pentagon report describes this global warming scenario. I'm just absolutely amazed, listeners. Dated September 29th, from the Houston Chronicle, it will be years before New Orleans regains the 500,000 population it had before Hurricane Katrina, and the population might never again be predominantly black. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Alfonso Jackson said, and that was yesterday during a visit to Houston, quote, whether we like it or not, New Orleans is not going to be 500,000 people for a long time, end quote, he said. Quote, New Orleans is not going to be as black as it was for a long time, if ever again, end quote. He said he isn't sure that the Ninth Ward, a predominantly black and poor neighborhood devastated by flooding, should be rebuilt at all. If it is, the new construction should be designed to withstand disaster, he said. In a meeting with the Houston Chronicle editorial board, the housing secretary, who is black, also criticized Reverend Jefferson E. Jackson and other black leaders, saying they were stirring up racial animosity in their comments about Katrina. But I wish that the so-called black leadership would stop running around this country like Jesse and the rest of them, making this a racial issue, end quote, the HUD chief said. And they play this game. It's been a game for a long time. Martin Luther King was part of that. Martin Luther King had communist affiliations. I don't call him Dr. King. Although there's Dr. Martin Luther King highways all over the country now, as we've had this crammed down our throats. He was murdered. He was killed to become a martyr. That's the purpose of Dr. Martin Luther King. That remark, as well as the skepticism about rebuilding the Ninth Ward, drew sharp response from Jesse Jackson. Interviewed by the Chronicle on his way to Detroit to visit Katrina evacuees. The civil rights leader said that the racial dimension of the New Orleans crisis is not something he introduced. The news coverage of the evacuation and relief efforts made it clear that a great many of those affected were black, poor, and unable to leave on their own. And he said, well, and once again, where did that come from? The Civil Rights Act from 1964? The opportunity to breed and be paid to breed by the welfare state. Alfonso Jackson predicted New Orleans will slowly draw back as many as 375,000 people, but that only 35 to 40% of the post-Katrina population would be black. How do they know? And what a thought to have. And what difference does it make? And why would anyone want to go back after what's happened to them? And it all depends on where they are now. All depends on where they are now. Here we see from The Independent, dated the 29th. Global warming, death to the deep freeze. As global warming melts the world's ice sheets, rising sea levels are not the only danger. Viruses hidden for thousands of years may thaw and escape, and we will have no resistance to them. Kate Revelius reports. Last week, the latest study to track global warming revealed that Alaska's snowless season is lengthening. As the world warms and ice sheets and glaciers begin to melt, most of us worry about how the Earth will respond and what kind of impact climate change will have. Will flooding become a regular feature, or is the land going to become parched? And keep in mind, we don't know anything about what HAARP really does. Lots of speculation. The warming process is well underway. Due to HAARP. HAARP set up all over the world. Are hurricanes and typhoons going to spring up in places they have never visited before? Is the rising sea level going to swallow some of the world's most fertile farmland, along with millions of homes? Look at the opportunity for weather as a weapon, listeners, with this article. All of those are valid concerns, but now it turns out that the impact of global warming could be worse than we first imagined. See, George Bush could not possibly sign the Kyoto Protocol. He could not possibly have signed it because they wouldn't have an excuse for all that's happened here if we signed the Kyoto Protocol. So I was wrong, listeners. I was wrong saying, you know, Bush was better than Gore. They're playing out a scenario here. They're playing a scenario on us, in my thoughts. Ice sheets are mostly frozen water, but during the freezing process, they can also incorporate organisms such as fungi, bacteria, and viruses. Some scientists believe that climate change could unleash ancient illnesses as ice sheets drip away and bacteria and viruses defrost. See how they're opening up to plagues in society today. It could very well be created as well. Illnesses we thought we had eradicated, like polio, could reappear. Listeners, I think polio changed its name to spinal meningitis. I don't think polio was ever eradicated. And I could be wrong. But I just don't trust. I don't trust anyone anymore. I don't trust any government any longer. As long as this UN system is in place, as long as these wars are here and have been here to bring communism and now relabeled communitarianism in America to the point where it is now, where we don't even think we think we're free, but we're really not. And our job base has been decimated for 10 years and longer. But it all goes back to the Federal Reserve System, the banking cartel. How can we stop that? Let's see. While common viruses like human influenza could have a devastating effect if melting glaciers release bygone strain to which we have no resistance, what is more, new species unknown to science may reemerge, and it is not just humans who are at risk. Animals, plants, and marine creatures could also suffer as ancient microbes thaw out. Is there really an understanding of what global warming is all about? How does emissions trading connect to global warming? Emissions trading, listeners. In 1999, Scott Rogers from Bowling Green State University in Ohio and his colleagues reported finding the Toronto Mosaic Tambrovirus, TOMV, in 17 different ice core sections at two locations deep inside the Greenland Ice Park. Gentle frosting in the lab revealed that this common plant pathogen had survived being entombed in ice for 140,000 years. Quote, TOMV belongs to a family of viruses with a particularly tough protein coat, which helps to survive in these extreme environments, end quote, says Rogers. I don't know whether this can be believed or not. But once again, never is there ever any mention of utilizing the ocean waters for beneficial purpose of mankind. Never is there any mention of that from anyone. Until we find that, then we start to connect dots properly. You know, I'm just so upset that common sense isn't being used. Common sense is not being utilized. This is amazing. Dated the 29th, the first phase of the Indo-U.S. naval exercise, codenamed Malabar 05, involving aircraft carriers deployed in the Arabian Sea off Goa, ended Wednesday. Quote, in the first phase, the U.S. Navy deployed elements of its carrier strike group, led by the nuclear-powered strategic aircraft carrier USS Nimitz, the 97,000-ton displacement giant warship armed with F-18 fighters and an E-2C Hawkeye airborne early-era warning aircraft, end quote, the Hindu newspaper said Thursday. Officials at the Indian Navy said another notable participant was the nuclear submarine USS Santa Fe, with a displacement of 7,000 tons and larger than the Indian Navy's largest Delhi-class destroyers. The aircraft carriers are taking part in the annual engagement for the first time between the two countries. Isn't that amazing? The annual engagement for the first time between the two countries, meaning they'll be doing it next year as well and the year after. Quote, the participation of the carriers indicates upgrading of the exercise for an entire new dimension of the naval power was brought in, end quote, said Captain CPS Chima, commanding officer of the India's sole aircraft carrier, INS Vairat. He is also the technical commander of Operation Malabar 2005. He said these capabilities are useful in fighting terrorism and sea piracy when a warship is required to inspect a merchant ship for checking weapons running or hijacking. In the second phase, submarines will detect and act against underwater threats, and surface ships will try to detect hostile submarines also using their aircraft. Okay. The beat goes on. The situations in place are very obvious if you connect dots. An expanding United Nations system. Is what's being done. An expanding United Nations system is being done. We're never being told that the coalition forces over in Iraq are part of a UN system. We're never being told that. Wouldn't that make common sense to use that lingo? Well, that hasn't happened since 1951, since the Korean War was fought to a standstill. People don't want to be associated with the UN system. And so now what do we have? Dated the 28th from Reuters, the conduct of U.S. troops in Iraq, including increasing detention and accidental shootings of journalists, is preventing full coverage of the war reaching the American public, Reuters said on Wednesday. In a letter to Virginia Republican Senator John Warner, head of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Reuters said U.S. forces were limiting the ability of independent journalists to operate. The letter from Reuters Global Managing Editor David Schlesinger called on Warner to raise widespread media concerns about the conduct of U.S. troops with Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who is due to testify to the committee on Thursday. Schlesinger referred to, quote, a long parade of disturbing incidents whereby professional journalists have been killed, wrongfully detained, and or illegally abused by U.S. forces in Iraq, end quote. What do we have for a military over there? A mercenary military. An all-volunteer military that's being paid to do whatever they're told for the U.N. system. The International Monetary Fund is in control of our treasury. The IMF of the U.N. is in control of the U.S. treasury. At least 66 journalists and media workers, most of them Iraqis, have been killed in the Iraq conflict since March 2003. U.S. forces acknowledged killing three Reuters journalists, most recently sound man Waleed Khalid, who was shot by American soldiers on August 28th while on assignment in Baghdad. But the military say the soldiers were justified in opening fire. Well, once again, here we go again with the same sinister scenario. Just like Vietnam, you had children coming up to soldiers, giving them baskets of fruit. All of a sudden, the children would run away, and the baskets of fruit would blow up in their hands. You do not know who your enemy is in Iraq. Just like in Vietnam, you don't know who your enemy is. Just like in Korea, you did not know who your enemy was. And here we are doing it again. The insanity of it all is very relevant to you, to understanding the Illuminists and their directions. To reduce the population, to exhaust the American people, to make them throw up and quit and say we'll accept a one world government because it can't get any worse than what it is now. And they will find out that it will be worse, just like the people of Free China found out the communist was much worse than what they had under Chiang Kai-shek. That was purposely, Chiang Kai-shek's administration was purposely corrupted to allow the people of China to say, let's give communism a chance. And once they gave communism a chance, they never had an opportunity to change it back. And they live under totalitarian communism right now. And the major press doesn't call it communist anymore. They call them China. They don't call it communist China anymore in Free China, in Taiwan. And Taiwan, by the way, has an Agenda 21 also. Isn't that telling? I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all this that's going on, people. We're being deceived on a constant basis. Did the press ever tell you about the Convention on Biological Diversity? Draft updated strategic plan of the clearinghouse mechanism for the period 2005 to 2010, dated August 2nd, 2005? Did the press ever tell us about this? You want to hear something confusing? You want to be confused? Note by the Executive Secretary. Further to paragraph 12 of the note by the Executive Secretary on review of the clearinghouse mechanism, UNEP/CBD/WG-RI/ 1/4, 1/4. Executive Secretary is circulating herewith for the information of participants in the first meeting of the ad hoc open-ended working group on review of implementation of the convention, the current draft of the updated strategic plan for the clearinghouse mechanism, prepared in accordance with the request of the Conference of the Parties in paragraph 7A of decision Roman numeral 7/23A. It should be noted that although the Conference of the Parties requested the Executive Secretary to update the strategic plan to 2009, it has been updated to 2010 for consistency with the suggested recommendations contained in the note by the Executive Secretary on review of the clearinghouse mechanism, UNEP/CBD/WG-RI/1-4. The final draft will be submitted for the consideration of the Conference of the Parties at its eighth meeting, taking into account the comments of the ad hoc open-ended working group on review of implementation of the convention. How regurgitory does it get? How much more regurgitory can it get? The draft updated strategic plan for the clearinghouse mechanism. Its introduction says, at its first meeting, the Conference of the Parties decided to implement the provisions of paragraph 3 of Article 18 of the Convention on the establishment of a clearinghouse mechanism operating under the authority of the Conference of the Parties to provide and facilitate technical and scientific cooperation. This central role of the clearinghouse mechanism, CHM, was reaffirmed as explicitly in decisions of the Conference of the Parties at each successive meeting and in the first strategic plan of the clearinghouse mechanism, which spanned from 1999 to 2004. Number two, the three primary goals of the first strategic plan of the clearinghouse mechanism were A, cooperation, the promotion and facilitation of scientific and technical cooperation. There you go. Promotion and facilitation of scientific and technical cooperation. The facilitation of scientific and technical cooperation. That's why there's so much widespread publicity about global warming right now. To promote and propagandize the population. Number two, information exchange, the development of a global mechanism for exchanging and integrating information on biodiversity. And three, goal number three, network development, the development of the clearinghouse mechanism focal points and their partners. The plan was structured to first guide the development of the necessary infrastructure and environment for technical and scientific cooperation, and then begin promoting and facilitating it more explicitly. Go back to goal one, cooperation, the promotion and facilitation of scientific and technical cooperation. So what's going on here? All the publicity about global warming is a propaganda direction to succumb to the biodiversity treaty. That's why the State Department has a big statement on climate change, dated the 29th. We'll get into this propaganda some more on the other side. Totalitarian propaganda, listeners.
Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Get ready for the 10th Annual Old Pass Christian History Conference, hosted by the Church at Cahuilla, coming the weekend of October 1st and 2nd. Guest speakers will be John Weaver, the author of The Christian and Civil Government. Pastor Weaver's preaching style is in the tradition of those early colonial pastors whose pulpits were the cradle of America's liberty. Thomas McConnell is a noted speaker on biblical covenantalism and economics. John Quaid, he has taken his passion for God's law into practical application for everyday life, and others. Children are welcome. There is plenty of RV parking and tent camping. For more information, and if you would like to receive a brochure, call Pastor Warren Mark Campbell at 559-561-0802 or visit the FirstAmendmentRadio.com homepage for more information. Thank you.
Pokerface.com is their website. That's Pokerface. Pokerface.com. So we've been fed a bill of goods, a line of lies, and it continues to this very moment as a result of this latest created disaster, the hurricanes. Hurricane 1 and 2. And we see here with funding from the U.S. Naval Science Foundation, the U.S. and international scientists are creating an innovative program to further research and educate children about climate change in the Arctic. The Student Partners Project, the SPP, will unite students, teachers, and scientists to advance scientific understanding of the role of major Arctic rivers in the changing Arctic and global systems. This is insanity at its greatest, listeners. Insanity at its greatest. Now let's go back to this. This draft updated strategic plan for the clearinghouse mechanism from the Convention on Biological Diversity, dated August 2nd of 2005, listeners. The three primary goals of the first strategic plan of the clearinghouse mechanism were: A, goal one, cooperation, the promotion and facilitation of scientific and technical cooperation. B, goal two, information exchange, the development of a global mechanism for exchanging and integrating information on biodiversity. And C, goal three, network development, the development of the clearinghouse mechanism, focal points, and their partners. The plan was structured to first guide the development of necessary infrastructure and environment for technical and scientific cooperation, goals 2 and 3, and then begin promoting and facilitating it more explicitly, goal 1. The implementation of the first strategic plan led to the development of a global network of 150 clearinghouse mechanisms and a number of information exchange resources and tools. Once these resources and tools were developed, the clearinghouse mechanism was able to focus more heavily on facilitating technical and scientific cooperation in support of the program areas and cross-cutting issues of the convention. In order to further develop and strengthen these relatively new efforts around technical and scientific cooperation, enhance the contribution of the clearinghouse mechanism to the implementation of the convention, the Conference of the Parties requested the Executive Secretary, in collaboration with the Informal Advisory Committee, to update the strategic plan of the clearinghouse mechanism for consideration by the 8th meeting of the Conference of the Parties. Now that is a propaganda piece. A propaganda piece, as is this a propaganda piece from the State Department. Let's start over. With funding from the U.S. National Science Foundation, U.S. and international scientists are creating an innovative program to further research and educate children about climate change in the Arctic. The Student Partners Project, the SPP, will unite students, teachers, and scientists to advance scientific understanding of the role of major Arctic rivers in the changing Arctic and global systems. The program is described in a September 27th press release from the Woods Hole Research Center, the leading U.S. partner of the endeavor. The Woods Hole Research Center, the leading U.S. partner of the endeavor, by participating with students in kindergarten through grade 12. Now keep in mind, listeners, the propaganda machine to dumb down our students, to dumb us down, started at the turn of the last century. It went in earnest in the 1930s and was well underway in the 1960s, as was the starting of the drugging down in earnest of our society. So the schools, the public schools, have been propaganda machines to dumb us down, to make us go fight off in these global wars, thinking we're John Wayne on the trail. There were many people, many soldiers in Vietnam, that came back and said they thought they were John Wayne in the jungles of Vietnam. We were inundated with John Wayne movies. The Fighting Seabees, The Flying Leathernecks, Sands of Iwo Jima. Let's see, what else? Back to Bataan. Let's see, that's 4. Oh, boy. The Flying Tigers, John Wayne movies. The Green Beret. John Wayne made a Green Beret movie during the Vietnam War. Insane. So, by partnering with students in kindergarten through grade 12 and teachers living near the mouths of the largest Arctic rivers in Russia, Canada, and the U.S., state of Alaska, researchers will get the river water samples with the frequency they need to understand seasonal dynamics and annual biogeochemical flows in the river systems. Their involvement in water sampling, sample analysis, and data interpretation will help students and teachers at the study sites appreciate the pivotal role their local rivers play in the Arctic system. Now, how does this make any sense when we've lost our business and industry and our ability to sustain ourselves? How does this make any sense? The data generated will advance scientific understanding, but a final objective to excite kids about science is perhaps most important, because it is an essential step for creating the next generation of scientists and scientifically literate citizens. And what is the whole point about all this is? Control of mankind. Keep in mind there's an agenda to disrupt mankind and to eliminate 2/3 of the population. Quote, these are huge rivers, each comparable in size to the Mississippi, flowing into the Arctic Ocean, and their discharge is increasing as the earth warms, end quote, said R. Max Holmes, an associate scientist at the Woods Hole Research Center in Massachusetts and lead SPP investigator. He's an SPP investigator, listeners. Quote, it is critically important that we better understand these changes so that we can more accurately predict how continued warming will impact the Arctic in the future, end quote, he added. Is this artificially being done by HAARP? But, and what about the aerial spraying that goes on to all of us? What about our representatives and legislative people? Don't they realize they're being sprayed on too? Don't our troops realize they're being sprayed on as well? Don't the Chinese communist troops know that they're being sprayed on as well? This is not a segregated system. This is an integrated system. Everyone's at risk. By facilitating communications and collaboration among students and teachers at different study sites, the SPP will foster an appreciation of cultural links among students. All student-collected data and images will be posted regularly to a future SPP website, along with data from analysis conducted at the Woods Hole Research Center. Data will be available to all schools, the scientific community, and the general public. Really? We are the general public, listeners. Project data will also be provided to established data archives such as the National Snow and Ice Data Center and the data management program established for the upcoming International Polar Year. Now, back to this. Draft updated strategic plan for the clearinghouse mechanism from the Convention on Biological Diversity, August 2, 2005. Ad hoc open-ended working group on review of implementation of the convention. Implementation of the convention, people. Implementation of the convention. That's what we're living with right now, listeners. Number four, the strategic plan of the clearinghouse mechanism has been updated, taking into account the strengths and weaknesses of the clearinghouse mechanism identified. During the second independent review of the clearinghouse mechanism by parties, other governments, and stakeholders at regional workshops and by the informal advisory committee, it aims to address the following key challenges. A. Clarifying the role of the clearinghouse mechanism. B. Promoting and facilitating technical and scientific cooperation at the national and regional level. C. Promoting and facilitating technical and scientific cooperation in support of activities related to the program areas and cross-cutting issues of the convention, particularly with regard to technology transfer and communication, education, and public awareness. Technology transfer, listeners. Technology transfer. Is this not getting any more insane? It continues to get more and more insane as the days progress, as the research continues. Continues to get more insane as the days progress. So let's go back to Agenda 21. Chapter 2 is international cooperation to accelerate sustainable development in developing countries and related domestic policies. Chapter 3 is combating poverty. Chapter 4 is changing consumption patterns. Chapter 5 is demographic dynamics and sustainability. Chapter 6 is protecting and promoting human health conditions. Chapter 7, promoting sustainable human settlement development. Chapter 8, integrating environment and development in decision making. Chapter 9, protection of the atmosphere. Chapter 10, integrated approach to the planning and management of land resources. Chapter 11, Combating Deforestation. Chapter 12, Managing Fragile Ecosystem, Combating Deforestation and Drought. Chapter 13, Managing Fragile Ecosystem, Sustainable Mountain Development. Chapter 14, Promoting Sustainable Agriculture and Rural Development. Chapter 15, Conservation of Biological Diversity. Chapter 15, Conservation of Biological Diversity. And what have I been covering here today? The Convention on Biological Diversity. It's on our website, AmericanExpose.com. Always spelled with a K. American, always spelled with a K. Connect the dots. It's very simple. Chapter 16, Environmentally Sound Management of Biotechnology. Chapter 17, Protection of the Oceans, All Kinds of Seas, Including Enclosed and Semi-Enclosed Seas and Coastal Areas, and the Protection, Rational Use and Development of Their Living Resources. Chapter 18, Protection of the Quality and Supply of Fresh Water Resources, Application of Integrated Approaches to the Development, Management, and Use of Water Resources. Chapter 19, Environmentally Sound Management of Toxic Chemicals, Including Prevention of Illegal International Traffic in Toxic and Dangerous Products. Number 20, Environmentally Sound Management of Hazardous Waste and Hazardous Wastes. Once again, Environmentally Sound Management of Hazardous Wastes in Hazardous Wastes. Number 21, Environmentally Sound Management of Solid Waste and Sewage Related Issues. Chapter 22, State and Environmentally Sound Management of Radioactive Waste. Number 23, the preamble to Section 3, Strengthening the Role of Major Groups. Let's skip those chapters. Let's go to Chapter 33, Means of Implementation. Financial Resources and Mechanisms is Chapter 33. Chapter 34, Transfer of Environmentally Sound Technology, Cooperation, and Capacity Building. Transfer of Environmentally Sound Technology and Cooperation and Capacity Building. Number 35, Chapter 35, Science for Sustainable Development. Mm-hmm. Chapter 36, Promoting Education, Public Awareness, and Training. I see. Chapter 37, National Mechanisms and International Cooperation for Capacity Building in Developing Countries. Chapter 38, International Institutional Arrangements. Chapter 39, International Legal Instruments and Mechanisms. And Chapter 40, Information for Decision Making. So connect all these dots, listeners, to what's covering being covered tonight. Chapter 33 to Chapter 37. It's very, very obvious to where it's going. Let me go back to the State Department here. Studying climate change in Arctic, scientists and students working together. Scientists and students working together, I would say it would be scientists brainwashing students together. see, student climate, once again, studying climate change in the Arctic, scientists and students working together. The Arctic is undergoing tremendous changes related to global warming. It is a key component of the Earth's linked physical, biological, and cultural systems, and climate change is both impacting and functioning of the Arctic and altering feedbacks from the Arctic in the global climate system. Scientists in the Woods Hull Research Center, that's the Woods Hull Research Center, in concert with collaborators from several other institutions in the U.S. and internationally, are creating an innovative program to further research and to educate children, those living in the Arctic and others around the world, about these changes. Why are children being educated? Because they're being brainwashed. Because grown-ups aren't going to swallow this pack of lies. Listen, when weather modification has been used, when environmental modification has been used for all these years, the global warming scenario has been set up because of environmental modification, because of strange things being done to the atmosphere and weather. And what are we doing in outer space? When weather modification has been used for so long and utilized for so long, there's no getting to the bottom of what's being done here, but yet we're being propagandized. Now, let's get back. This is on the website. We're going to probably make it a permanent entry from the State Department for this Convention on Biological Diversity. This is a printout here that I have, dated August 2nd, 2005. And let's go back to the strategic plan of the Clearinghouse Mechanism. And this is all about propagandizing the public about global warming, listeners. The strategic plan of the Clearinghouse Mechanism has been updated, taking into account the strengths and weaknesses of the Clearinghouse Mechanism identified during the second independent review of the Clearinghouse Mechanism by parties, other governments, and stakeholders at regional workshops and by the informal advisory committee. It aims to address the following key changes. A, clarifying the role of the Clearinghouse Mechanism. B, promoting and facilitating technical and scientific cooperation at the national and regional levels. C, promoting and facilitating technical and scientific cooperation in support of activities related to the program areas and cross-cutting issues of the convention, particularly with regard to technology transfer and communication, education, and public awareness. And what do we see here? Chapter 33, Financial Resources and Mechanisms of Agenda 21. Chapter 34, Transfer of Environmentally Sound Technology, Cooperation and Capacity Building. It all connects. It all connects to the Biodiversity Treaty, and it all connects to Agenda 21. D, developing non-web-based technologies to facilitate cooperation while improving existing and developing new web-based technologies. E, building technical capacity at the national level, and F, obtaining adequate financial resources to implement and maintain the clearinghouse mechanism. In other words, have the financial resources in place to continue to propagandize the world to deindustrialize. The whole point of all this is to deindustrialize. We go back to pre-Columbus days. We'll be lucky to have spears to protect ourselves. And what are we going to have for spears? We're going to take limbs off of trees and we're going to cut them with rocks, sharpened rocks, to put points on the spears to protect ourselves as the whole country and world is being rewilded. It's a 100-year project. It's the agenda for the 21st century. The whole design is to deindustrialize us, to eliminate fossil fuels, to eliminate the car. There's an article on the website, Dennis put it up there, regarding the elimination of fossil fuels, the demand for biodiesel, which might happen, more than likely won't. So we go back to this from the Convention on Biological Diversity. Number five, the strategic plan for the Clearinghouse Mechanism has also been updated to reflect the goals and objectives of the strategic plan of the convention adopted in 2002. particularly goal number two on improved capacity of parties to implement the convention and to contribute to overcoming the information, capacity, and cooperation-related obstacles to implementation identified in the strategic plan of the convention. The mission number six, to promote and facilitate technical and scientific cooperation among parties, other governments, and stakeholders to contribute to the implementation of the convention, its program areas, and cross-cutting issues, and the achievement of the 2010 project target. The propaganda machine is well in place, well underway, being implemented by the State Department, among others. We're being propagandized on a daily basis. This is why it's very, very important to expose environmental modification, which includes weather modification. If they can steer hurricanes, they can steer them away from harm's way, which tells me exactly what was done here on purpose to bring in foreign troops in America, to bring in the UN's help, as we are the subservient member of the UN system as well as every other country. We have one vote, just like Malaysia has one vote, although we have 50 at one time sovereign states. The UN is a set-up system, a set-up scenario. I've been talking about it for years. We cannot get over this obstacle in order to regain our freedom. We have to stop the UN system, and then we stop the State Department, and then we have a chance of returning to a constitutional republic. Just a chance, mind you. And now they're talking about a constitutional convention again. Why would you want to have a constitutional convention when we've never lived under our constitutional republic? Never is a good word, because it's true. Never in our lives have we lived under a constitutional republic. In 1933, our constitution was set aside. We've been living under an executive order dictatorship. Our wars are police actions since 1945. Police actions, undeclared wars. And yet, our sons and daughters and fathers and mothers are off to war again in the Iraq and the Middle East. In the meantime, the State Department brings in more foreigners from other countries. People from Somalia, people from Kenya, people from all over the globe are coming to America. China. And what about China? And are they set to invade with communist Russia, which was democratized for our consumption, people? We've been fed a line and a lie for so long that people are so confused they don't know what to believe anymore. Well, stick around. You'll be able to understand it as you continue to listen to me and Darren, who comes on tomorrow night, and the people I'm working with, all connecting the dots properly. And everyone else that isn't connecting the dots properly, what good are they? They need to get on board with us and what we're doing, listeners. I'm sorry. It's too late. I'm not being arrogant. I'm just telling you the facts, because I've studied this all my life. Good night. Don't forget Darren tomorrow and Monday.
Day after day. And I wonder when the politician will take it all away.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it, it has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen, there's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and to our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit Discount Gold and Silver.